Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We truly thank God for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. We're running behind just a little bit, but went over a little bit in our Sunday school, but we thank God because we had a beautiful school lesson.
Yes.
We thank God. We don't ever want to quench the spirit when it comes to the Word of God, but you know we have another service we go into with our broadcast. We just thank God that he's blessed us. Thank God that he allowed us to be here once again in the house of the Lord. It's good to see the saints coming in. Second day of spring, I believe it is. Yesterday was the first, and we're enjoying some good weather. We thank God for that and some good health and strength likewise. And thank God for all of that. God has been good to us, and we thank him. So let us look to the Lord to begin our service. It's good, always good to see Sister Holmes.
Amen.
Good to see Brother Mann, Sister Carol, Sister Regina, all of our older saints. It's good to see them, and and to know how God has brought them through this past week, and also our younger ones too, our little ones, littlest ones we have. It was good to see them and all of our children this morning. Shall we look to the Lord? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we come to thee this morning thanking you once again for your manifold blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us this day. We thank you for your hand of love and mercy extended unto us. We thank you for all that you have done for us and all that thou art doing. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us through last week and allowing us to see the beautiful day that you have blessed us with, knowing that this is the day that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for the saints of God who have gathered once again in the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for their presence being here this morning and ask, the Lord, that you would bless each and every one according to your riches in Christ Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you remember our brothers and sisters who may be still on their way. We ask that you would hasten along safely over the highways. We pray, Lord God, that you would keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, allow no accidents to befall them. Father, we pray a special prayer and blessing still upon our dear brother, DeAndre, Lord God, who's unable to be here due to his job. But, Lord God, we're still looking to you to make a way, dear Heavenly Father, that he may be able to be out to the house of the Lord. But he was enjoying coming to be with his family. So, Lord God, we just ask that you would make a way, dear Lord. When it seems impossible, we know all things are possible in your hands, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for Sister Blake being here this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for all how you have brought her and Brother Blake through, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that although they weren't feeling much well on yesterday, Lord God, but you blessed them, Lord God, to be able to be here this morning. And for this, we want to say thank you. Thank you for hearing our prayers, dear Heavenly Father, on their behalf and answering accordingly, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember, Lord God, Sister Holmes. We thank you for her being out and ask that you would continue to bless her and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Strengthen her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, when we heard her speak out, dear Father, we can hear the strength in her voice, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister. Likewise, remembering Brother Mann, dear Father, when we came in this morning, he swung open wide the door, dear Heavenly Father, and walked out. Didn't have one saying anything about any pains or any of that, dear Heavenly Father. And for this, we want to say thank you. Thank you for Brother Mann. Thank you, Lord God, for the sweet spirit he has, dear Heavenly Father, and greeting, dear Father, and welcoming everyone to the house of God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. Likewise, you remember Sister Carol. We thank you for her. We were here on yesterday, Lord God, working in the house of God. Here she comes in, Lord God, to do her work, dear Father. Father, we thank you for this dear sister, Lord God, and how she's working around the house, making sure, dear Father, the plants and the various things, dear Father, that adorn the kingdom of God or in the house of God, dear Father, are beautiful, Lord God. And we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister as she travels over the highways, Lord God, and her work ministry, Lord God, and trying to bring souls, dear Heavenly Father, to the kingdom of God. We ask that you remember her in a special way, Lord God. We thank you for Sister Regina, Lord God, being out today. We thank you for all that you've done for her and how you have blessed her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you, Lord God, for carrying her through, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her in her home. Remember there in her community where she lives, dear Heavenly Father. Oftentimes she asks to remember them, dear Lord. And so we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and asking that you would intervene. Father, likewise, we're not forgetting Brother Javier. He's online, dear Father. Not feeling well in his body, dear Father, thinking he may have been exposed to COVID, dear Lord. But we thank you for this, dear brother. Thank you, Lord God, that he, Lord, saw fit to make sure, dear Heavenly Father, he was not going to come out and try to spread it with the others, dear Heavenly Father, if he may have been exposed to it. We thank you for that. Thank you for his wisdom, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing him to see his 15th birthday this last Friday, dear Father. Lord, we just ask that you would continue to look down upon this young man with favor, dear Heavenly Father. Bless him in his home. Remember his family, Lord God. Remember his sisters, his mother and his father in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remember all of our children, dear Father. We thank you for them and ask you would continue to bless and be with them, dear Lord. Thank you for their parents sending them out to the house of the Lord, dear Father. Thank you for them being on time this morning, dear Father. Lord, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God, and being attentive in class, dear Heavenly Father, alert, dear Father, and answering the questions, Lord God, that were posed to them this morning. We just thank you for that. Ask that you remember Sister Maria. She's there here with her two young children, Lord God. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon her, dear Father. Lord, she's doing it alone right now because Brother DeAndre is not here. But Lord God, we just thank you for her and ask that you would continue to help her to strive on, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you for little Tatum and little Liam, dear Father, and all that you're doing for them and ask that you would continue to bless. remembering Sister Smith this morning and all that you've done for her, and ask your hand of love and mercy be extended to her. Remember her, Lord God, on her job. Remember in her home, dear Father, in her neighborhood, dear Lord. Father, we don't want to forget anyone, so we just ask that you remember all the people of God. We ask in the precious name of Jesus, dear Father, that you would look in upon each and every one in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for Sister Lawrenceine being downstairs with the young people, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for her willingness to go down and help out the young people, dear Father, as they get a snack in between, you know, services, dear Lord. We just pray, Lord God, that you would bless. Father, not forgetting Sister Ellen, Lord God, she's been on my mind, dear Father. And Lord God, we have reached out to her daughter, but still have not heard back, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we're just going to still continue to lift her up in prayer, Lord God, and still send cards to her, Lord God, to let her know that we love her and we care about her and we're thinking about her, dear Father. Lord, we just ask that you would bless and be with her, Lord God, in a mighty way, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you would remember Sister Melson as she leads the devotion, dear Father, and as she leads the choir, dear Father, as we sing to the glory and honor of thee. We ask that you would get the glory out of everything that is said and done this morning, dear Father, because when we came into this house and gathered in your name, we came to worship you, dear Heavenly Father. We didn't come, dear Heavenly Father, for form or fashion, dear Lord. We didn't come to be seen, dear Heavenly Father, but we came to praise your most precious and holy name. And so we ask that you would get the glory out of everything that is said and done. Father, remember, Lord God, that those who are listening in over the radio land, we pray a special prayer and blessing upon them, dear Father, remembering Brother Williams, Brother Bill down in Atlanta, Georgia, dear Father, in a special way. Remembering Sister Sanders in Florida, Lord God. Sister Marvinia, dear Father, in New York, dear Father. Heard from her on yesterday, Lord God. Likewise, remembering Sister Ferris Day and her family, Lord God, there in Boston, Lord God. Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless their Heavenly Father and that you would be with them, dear Lord. And remember all others who call in to hear the broadcast, dear Father. Sister Sandy, Lord God, we pray for her. Lord, we're looking morning to see Brother Monty is coming out to the house of God, Lord God. Father, he promised he'd be out, dear Lord. So looking for him to come, dear Father, and to be here with the saints of God, his brothers and sisters in Christ, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you would remember others. Remember Sister Ruth this morning, dear Father. Pray a special prayer and blessing upon her likewise, dear Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, you remember those we haven't seen in a while. Praying for Miss Betty, Lord God. Remember her, her grandchildren, dear Father. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon her, Lord God. Remembering Stephanie this morning, dear Father, in a special way, Lord God. Continue to touch her and heal her in her body, dear Father. Oh, help those, Lord God, who said they would come, and we haven't seen them, Lord God, looking forward to seeing them out to the house of the Lord. Father, we just thank you for another beautiful day you've allowed us to see. Ask a special prayer and blessing upon our world, the condition in which it's in. We see the sin all around us, dear Father. We see the devastation of times, dear Heavenly Father. We see the confusion of times, Lord God. But, Lord, our hand is in your hand, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord, to stay there, dear Lord. Help us learn to lean and depend on you, dear Father, and everything that is said and done, and everything that we do, dear Heavenly Father. Help you, us, dear Heavenly Father, to give your name the glory that is due unto you, dear Father. Lord, not to take any glory to ourselves. When we sing, Lord, let us sing to your glory. When we pray, let us pray to your glory. When we preach, let us preach to your glory. When we testify, let us testify to your glory. Because, Lord God, in the end, dear Heavenly Father, it's not about good works, dear Father. It's not about what we do, but it's about what you will receive, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you bless. Remember Sister Lillian, their Father, don't want to forget her, Lord God. Bless her and be with her, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you all for all that you have done with her, dear Heavenly Father, and ask your hand of love and mercy continue to be extended unto our dear Sister Lillian. Remember also Victor's son and his friend, dear Heavenly Father, promised to be out, dear Heavenly Father, promised to be in the house of the Lord. So we're looking forward to seeing them likewise, dear Father. Now, Father, have thine own way in the service. Remember our president, our world leaders. Remember our Congress, Lord God. Remember, dear Heavenly Father, our police officers and police departments, fire departments, emergency vehicles. Lord, we just ask and remember in a special way this morning. Father, we just want to thank you. Remember all those in our media room, Lord God, Sister Melita and Brother Pierre, as they run the media, dear Father. We just ask that you would bless and have thine own way. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for all that you're doing and going to do on our behalf. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We turn in our evening lights to page 38. 38 in the evening lights. Once again, we come. Beautiful thought. Once again, we come to the house of God. Once again, we come to the house of God to unite in songs of praise, to exalt with joy our Redeemer's name, and to tell his works and ways. To the house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are done. We will worship thee in the Bible word as the evening light does shine. In the days gone by, thou hast been our strength, thou hast led us safely on to the blessed night of the present day, where darkness now is gone. May our hearts, O Lord, and united be in true fellowship and love. May thy will be done by us here on earth as by angels or above. May our prayers ascend as an incense sweet, and our praise accepted be, as in gratitude all our hearts overflow in a tribute unto thee. To the house, O Lord, with rejoicing we come, for we know that we are thine. We will worship thee in the Bible way, as the evening light does shine.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for his word. Thank God that we can have the assurance that we are his. Amen. We can look into his word and hold his word up as a mirror to our life and find out and know for sure whether we belong to him or not. And that's not like our Sunday school lesson, just saying, Lord, Lord.
Amen.
The Lord said, they are they which testify of me. So we thank God our life has to tell the gospel story. And so we're giving glory to God this morning for his goodness and all that he is. Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning, thanking God for her, for how God uses her, touches her, and uses her to bless others. Just glad to be among the saints this morning, each and every one. Our responsive reading this morning is found in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 47. Acts 2, 37 through 47. Amen. 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 Beginning with verse 37. Reading responsibly. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men, brethren, what shall we do?
Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation.
Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers.
And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles.
And all that believed were together and had all things common.
And sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need.
And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart.
Together, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen. Praise our God. Singleness of heart. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for salvation. Amen. So glad for the word of God. As we read, you know, we read in the word of God, and there are people when they make reference to these things, they say back in Bible times. But Brother Byron said, I believe it was on one Wednesday night, these are Bible times. The word of God has not stopped being applied. The word of God has not been rendered null and void. It's still in action and still in power. And so we thank God for letting us know how we should walk. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Smith.
And I'm waiting for them to call me. But I'll also be seeing them.
Amen.
I know that he has all things for them. But also, when you see them, I want to get out and train me and all the officials to help so that he can be able to walk and stand up on the phone before they get lost. So continuing in the camp, the family and
amen. Remember Sister Smith's request for the children, for her family members, that they would come to service, hear the word of God, and also to remember Sister Smith as she'll be waiting to get her shot, her COVID shot, and the Lord will bless her and sustain her. I'm a witness. He will.
Amen.
Amen. And also remember Mr. Paul that he cares for, who's still in the hospital. You should remember him and his family. Amen. Brother Maurice. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Sister Holmes. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Sister Regina. Yes. Amen. 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 Sister Regina's request, pray for Darnell Lauderdale. much in prayer. They took him to the hospital, so pray much for him. Also pray for Sister Regina and those in her complex as well. Amen. God's protection. Sister Carol. Amen. Remember Sister Carol, remember her request, her unsaved loved ones, her neighborhood, and those that Sister Carol will be contacting or attempting to contact. Other requests?
Sister Blake, let's continue to remember those in the area where the tornadoes went through. Remember them, and then I know it's supposed to be going up the coast. I don't know whether it has or not at the coast of the Carolinas. Let's continue to remember those people much in prayer. Just thankful. I know when it went through the one half there, no one was killed. And I was just truly thanking the Lord because when I was looking at the devastation that had taken place, you could see that someone would have lost life or been hurt badly, but the Lord truly blessed. Thank the Lord. Blessed even that one lady, though. She lived in a mobile home. And she said she knew she had to get out of there. She ran out to get in her car, forgot her keys, went to run back in, and she said, oh, I can't go back in because she could hear it was too close. She ran and got in a ravine that's out behind her home and hung onto a tree. And the storm went through, and the Lord just truly blessed. She has no scratches, no hurt, no nothing on her. And I've been sitting there watching it. I'm telling you, these saints' tears were just going through my eyes because I just thought, Lord, have mercy, you know, that what was going on. And when they showed her mobile home and it was just destroyed, and she said, I would have been sitting right here in this area. My heart just sunk out. And I said, Lord, you've been so good and so merciful unto your people here. And I was just thanking him. So just remember those people. Thank the Lord for his mercy he's shown upon us. But remember those people who have been through such catastrophes. It is something. It is really something. So remember them. You can continue to remember me and my household. I thank the Lord for his many blessings and all that he's done and is going to do for me in this coming week.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. The Lord says, I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy.
Yes.
And so we thank God. Some he'll bring the storm and bring them through the storm.
Yes.
Others he'll even spare them from the storm.
Yes.
And so we just thank God. God in his wisdom knows what to do and when to do it. Amen.
Sister Blake, thank you for your prayers for my neighbor. He's doing well. Yes. A couple more weeks of his rehab, but he's doing really good, we heard.
Amen.
Thank God for that, and thank you for your prayers. And also continue to remember the family of the gentleman that was on life support who passed.
Yes.
And my oldest brother, the brother Peter, he took the COVID test, so he said he had just had some slight things, but he's mm-hmm. doing well. So
amen.
I remember him much in prayer.
Amen.
My aunt, my mother's mother, my mother's aunt, her sister, my mother's sister in Macedonia. Remember her in the life place for one in Texas.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Are there other requests? Amen. Amen. Sister Maria said, thank the Lord for his blessings. Brother Jack. Amen. Remember Brother Jackson's neighbors. Brother Byron.
Continue to remember my family. Everyone's doing really well. I did see the oncologist on Thursday, and he said that my cholesterol was a little high.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God. Praise God.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. We trade high cholesterol for cancer any day.
Yes.
Amen. Thank the Lord. God truly is blessing. Thank God. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Sister Blake, I forgot. Remember me. I don't know what's going on with my right leg. Some days it's stiff, right, my hip area, and other days I can move on it a little better, but just remember me. I don't know what it is. So.
Amen. Amen.
God is able.
Amen. Thank the Lord. We won't say it's the calendar. We just say, from day to day, some things happen. Yeah, some days you wake up and there's stiffness, and other days not. But thank God, you wake up.
Amen.
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 Thank God.
Amen.
Any other? Okay, all general requests. Amen. We all need something from the Lord.
Amen.
After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Shall we turn in our evening light to page 175? 175 in the evening light. 175. Sitting at the feet of Jesus. Sitting at the feet of Jesus.
Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what words I hear him say. Happy place, so near, so precious. May it find me there each day.
Praise God.
Shall we look to God? Dear Father, our refuge, dear Lord, our high tower, our strong tower, our heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, God, thanking you, Lord, for your goodness to us. Lord, being able, dear God, to humble ourselves before your throne, dear God, and come to you, Lord, and bring our petitions, Lord, knowing, Lord, that you hear, dear God. Lord, that's a consolation, dear Father. Lord, that is a privilege and a joy, dear God, deep down in our souls. So we come to you, dear God, thanking you, Lord, for all that you have done, and knowing, dear God, that you have promised, dear Father, to hear our humble cry. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless our coming together, and we pray, dear God, that Lord, you would be glorified in everything, Lord, that we say and that we do. Not only here, dear God, for every step that we take in our life, for every word that we utter, for, Lord, for every thought and intent of our heart, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would be glorified in us. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, Lord, and that your spirit will be manifested in this worship service, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would show yourself mighty and strong, dear God. Lord, in our hearts and in our minds, Lord, even as we worship you, Lord, in prayer and in song, Lord, and in the preaching and hearing of your word. We pray, dear God, that souls would be fed, dear God. Lord, that hearts, dear God, that are burdened would be lightened, dear God. Father, those, dear Father, who are lost and mired in sin, dear God, might find salvation and freedom through your word and through your dear son, Jesus Christ. Lord, this we ask in your dear name. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, each request that has been made, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, about each and every one. And we pray, dear Father, that you would bless, Lord, in a mighty way for each request that is made. Because, Lord, each request was made in faith, dear God, believing, Lord, that you heard and that you understand and you know what is best to be done. And so we pray, dear God, that you would pray, Lord, for each request, as we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you glory and praise, first of all, and thanksgiving for what you have already done, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for blessing, dear God, even in the request that Pastor Jenkins brought for her neighbor, dear God. And we're so thankful, dear God, that he's doing better, dear Father. Lord, we give you glory, and we thank you, Lord, for your will being done. Lord, we even thank you, dear God, because there was another request that she brought, dear God, Lord, for one who was on life support, dear God. They took him off life support, but, Lord, you didn't see fit to take him right away. But, Lord, you took him, dear God, on, dear Father. You called him, Lord, into eternity. Lord, we thank you for that because, Lord, we know, Lord, that whatever you do what is right and what is good. And so, Lord, even in the face of that, dear God, Lord, we give you glory because we thank you, Lord, that your will was done in that case. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless and comfort that family in a special way, dear God. Give them the strength that they need. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for blessing, Lord, Sister Millicent, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that when she broke her leg, dear God, it was the left leg, Lord. She's having some soreness and stiffness, Lord, in her right leg, dear God. But, Lord, if you could heal a broken leg, Lord, we know, Lord, you can give a relief, Lord, in a leg and on the other leg that's just sore. Father, we thank you, dear God, for what you've already done, the touch ways you've already touched her. And pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless and touch her. Remember her household in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Lord, you know all about it, dear God. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that your arms of protection be around her, dear God. Provide for her needs, dear Father. Remember her request, Lord, for those who are in the path of the tornadoes, dear God. And we thank you and give you glory, dear God, for those that you spared, dear God. Lord, we've seen photographs, dear God, when a tornado goes through, Lord, and how that those things that used to be houses or buildings, dear God, are just pieces, dear God, of debris. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, that lives were spared, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, for those who, Lord, you blessed, Lord, to survive. And we pray, dear God, that they would think on you, dear God. Think of how they survived it. It wasn't luck. It wasn't a four-leaf clover. It wasn't, dear God, and things just happened to go the other way. But, dear God, it's because your mercy was extended, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, to realize, dear God, that, Lord, it's by your mercy, dear Father, that they were, that their lives were saved and spared. And, Father, if there are any, dear God, who you spared who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, we pray, dear God, that you help them, dear God, to think, dear God, on the mercy and power of God. And, Lord, pray, Lord, that they would seek you, Lord, for their salvation. Lord, it wasn't luck, dear God, but it was your love. You so loved the world, dear God, that you gave your son. And you so loved them, dear God, that you spared their life that they might have an opportunity to serve you. So, Lord, we pray that you would speak to their hearts. Lord, we give you glory and praise and thanksgiving, dear God, for the report from Brother Byrene. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for what you have done and are doing, dear God. So, Lord, for every good report, Lord, we just thank you over and over and over again, dear God, for what you've done for our dear brother. And, Lord, how, Lord, through it all, Lord, he was steadfast, Lord, for thee, dear God. Lord, Father, he said there were times, dear God, when he was so sick, dear God, but there were times, Lord, that he couldn't even pray the way that he wanted to pray, dear God. But, Lord, you blessed him, Lord. Father, you knew, Lord, the thoughts and intents of his heart, dear God. You know, Lord, how he walked before you, dear God. Lord, when he was held healthy, dear God. And Lord, you brought him back, dear God, Father, to health, and we give you glory and thanks and praise, dear Father. We pray, Lord, you continue to be with him and bless him, dear God. Lord, even you're able to even bring that cholesterol reading down, dear Father. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you already have done. And, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would just touch him, Lord, where he needs a touch, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for his family, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would continue to be with Madeline and Jacob, dear Father. Pray that you would bless him, protect him, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy extended to AJ, dear Father. Lord, he has a sore neck, dear God, but it could have been all so much worse. And so, Lord, we give you glory and thanks, dear God, that he was not more severely injured in the accident. Father, we pray, dear God, that you his thoughts would turn to you, dear God. Lord, realizing, Lord, that you kept him, dear God, from death, dear God. Father, we pray, dear Father, that you would remember Darnell Lauderdale, dear Father. Lord, he's been taken to the hospital, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with him, dear Father. Help him, dear God. Be at his bedside, dear God, in your mercy, dear Father. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we don't know what it is, dear God, but Lord, you know, dear God. You knew what it was going to be, Lord, even before it happened. So, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would, Lord, hear our prayers, dear God, on his behalf. Remember Sister Regina, dear God. Remember her, dear Father. We're thankful, Lord, for your blessings on her, dear God. Lord, how you bless her and keep her, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would protect her, dear God, and also those the others who live with her, dear God, in her complex. Thank you, dear God, for what you have done for Sister Regina, what you are doing. And pray, Lord, that you bless her family, dear God. Lord, bless her daughter, bless her grandchildren, dear God. Lord, remember that great-grand, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Carol, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would be with her. Bless her. We thank you for her, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would just continue to provide for her needs, dear God. Give her the strength that she stands in need of, dear God. Lord, remember her family, dear God. Lord, those, Lord, that she always puts in requests for, dear God. Those who are out of the ark of safety, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord. Father, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to keep. Lord, once we board that ship of Zion, dear Father, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able to keep us in the ship, dear God. Even in the midst of a storm, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help them, Lord, to get on board, dear Father. Not only her family, but all of our families, our unsaved loved ones, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to bless us, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord, that you might truly bless them, as we ask, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way, dear God. Lord, remember, dear Father, Sister Smith. We thank you for her, dear God. Lord, what you have done for her. Be with her, dear God, as she awaits, dear God, her first shot, dear God, for COVID. Lord, we pray, dear God, to bless her. Be with her, Lord. Encourage your heart. Strengthen, Lord, her holding on to thee, dear God, knowing, Lord, that you are able, dear Father, to keep her, dear Father, through all things. Remember Mr. Paul, dear God, who she put a request for, dear God. We thank you, dear God, that you're blessing and strengthening him, dear Father, and pray, Lord, that you continue, Lord, to help him, Lord, to think, dear God, on Sister Smith's holy conversation on godliness, dear God, as she works with him. Lord, have your way, dear God. Remember Sister Smith's family in a special way. Remember the children, dear God, that she always makes requests for. Lord, bless Sister Holmes, dear God. We're so thankful, dear God, that she's here today, dear Father. Lord, every time we see her, Lord, we just thank you again, dear Father. Lord, pray, dear, that you would be with her. Bless her. Hold her up, dear God. Give her strength from day to day, dear God. For, Lord, we know, Lord, that she's looking to you, dear God. Lord, to provide, dear Father, for everything, dear Lord, that she stands in need of. And so, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for faithfully being her provision on a day-to-day basis. Lord, we thank you, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for Brother Maurice's request, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for how you brought us through, Lord, that second shot. That second shot, Lord, that they say sometimes gives symptoms. And, Lord, we had a few, dear God. Lord, you were steadfast, dear God, and faithful to us, dear Father. Lord, you answered our prayers, dear God. Truly do you know, Lord, our desire was to be here in the house of God. And Lord, you blessed us, dear God, to take away the symptoms, dear Father. Lord, even as the scripture said, after we had suffered a while, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for being still being, Lord, there for us, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, you would continue to bless, Lord, and all those, dear God, who are going to get the shot, dear God. Be with them. Bless, dear God, as we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're thankful, Lord, for Sister Maria, dear God. Thank you, Lord, for her just praising you, dear God. Thanking you, Lord, for what you are doing, dear God, for all of us, dear God, and particularly for her and her family. Remember her companion in a special way, Lord. Keep him encouraged, dear Father. Lord, because we know, Lord, one day, dear God, you're going to make it, Lord, so that he can come out to the house of God. For she truly has a desire to be, Lord, in your services. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Jackson this morning, dear God. Thank you, dear God, for blessing him, dear Father. Pray, Lord, you continue to bless him. Remember his request, dear Father. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Remember, Lord, those neighbors, Lord, who are moving in, dear Father. Lord, if it be your will, dear God, that you would give opportunity, Lord, that those neighbors, Lord, would come to know, dear God, would come in contact, and Brother Jackson would have an opportunity, Lord, to speak of thee. For, Lord, we know, Lord, that if Brother Jackson does have an opportunity, Lord, to speak to them, that, Lord, your name is going to come up. Lord, we know, Lord, because that's just the way Brother Jackson is, Lord, how he's lifting you up, dear God, to everyone that he comes in contact with. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give opportunity, Lord, for them to find out, Lord, to discover that Brother Jackson is a man of God. And that he serves, Lord, a risen Savior who is in the world today. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you just continue to have your way, Lord. We ask your anointing, Lord, on the service. We ask your anointing on Pastor Jenkins, dear God, as she brings the word to us, dear Father. Knowing, Lord, that you're able, dear God, to help her, Lord, to declare your word with power, dear God. Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing even on the singing of Zion songs, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and what you're able to do, even for souls. And those, Lord, who, even as Pastor Jenkins prayed, who have promised, Lord, to come out to the house of God. Lord, we're asking, dear God, Father, that your spirit, dear God, would strive with them, dear God, and Lord, give them a stirring, dear God, to come out to the house of God, Lord. Lord, while you have put strength in their body, dear Father. For, Lord, we realize, Lord, the same strength that you're able to put into bodies, Lord, you're able to take that strength away, dear God. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that it would be such a sad thing to be lying on a bed of affliction, unable to come out and regretting not coming when they could. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to hearts and minds, dear God. Lord, help us, dear God, truly to be your people, Lord, to be examples of believers, Lord. Lord, that others who look on our life, Lord, would be able to say, that even though they don't serve you, Lord, they can know that there are people who do serve you with all of their heart. Now, have your way, Lord. Remember Brother Javier in a special way, dear God. Continue to bless and encourage his heart, dear God. Remember his family and his sisters in a special way. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Now, bless, dear God, and get the glory from it all. And, dear Lord, we're going to lift you up, Lord, to those who need to know about you. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. I'm before you to lift the morning offering, and you're following the morning offering, the choir will sing. So we're going to ask for everyone who's going to be coming to sing, all the choir members, when you come forward to place your offering, and choir members, whether out here in the audience or downstairs or in the media room, when you come up to place your offering in the plate, please just continue on up to wherever you're going to stand up here, whether in the choir stand or at the microphone or wherever it will be up here, rather than going back to your seat and then coming up. Once you place your offering in the plate, just come straight on up.
Amen.
Amen. This is the third Sunday of the month, and the special offering for today is for food pantry. And that food pantry offering we'll place in the middle plate, and our tithes and other offerings will be placed on the plates on the far left and far right. And we'll look to the Lord. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. We thank you, Lord, because you have truly blessed us and provided for our needs, dear God. Lord, so many times, dear Father, you have given to us, dear Father. And all we can say is, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I know it's you, and I give you glory and thanks and praise. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these offerings. We pray, dear Father, that you would use them to your glory and honor. We pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom, dear Father, to disperse them, dear God. Lord, that your kingdom might be built up, that your name might be glorified, and that your people might be blessed. Now have your way and bless each gift and giver, and use both to your honor and to your glory. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I found a refuge now from every sorrow, joy everlasting and sweet. I see this world with all its sinful body conquered at my feet. Oh, blessed thought, my sins are gone. I lean on Jesus' breath. And while the storm without is madly raging, I have perfect rest. Oh, could you offer every earthly treasure, diamonds and pearls of the sea, then turning from them, I would gladly whisper, Christ has set me free. Oh, blessed thought, my sins are gone, I lean on Jesus' breath. And while the I have perfect rest, far brighter than the shining stars above me, beaming with beauty and grace, adorned in heaven's majesty and splendor, is my resting place. Oh, blessed God, my sins are gone, I lean on Jesus' breath. And while the storm without is madly raging, I have perfect rest. Oh, blessed thought, my sins are gone, I lean on Jesus' breath. And while the storm without is madly raging, I have perfect rest. Oh, blessed thought, my sins are gone, I lean on Jesus' breath. And while the storm without is madly raging, I have perfect rest. My sins are gone. I lean on Jesus' breath. And while the storm without is madly raging, I have perfect rest.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God.
I found a refuge now from every sorrow, joy everlasting and free. I see this world with all its sinful body conquered at my feet. Oh, blessed thought, my sins are gone. I'm on Jesus' breath, and while
Amen. Farther along. Amen. Praise God.
Tempted and tried, we all made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. While there are others living about
all about it. Father, I love you. will understand it all by and by. Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Jesus said, you don't know now, but you'll know hereafter.
Amen.
Amen. We'll understand by and by. Amen. We don't have to know everything now. We know when Jesus was trying to wash Peter's feet, Peter is trying to protest. There are things now that we may not understand right now, but we know that the Lord knows the end from the beginning. And so we don't have to know everything right now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All we have to know is, all we can say is, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. That's all we have to know. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for the song service, song and prayers. And we'll look to the Lord now.
Amen.
To pray for the word. Dear God in heaven,
Amen.
Lord, we're so thankful, dear God. Lord, for all of our hearts have felt thus far today, dear God. We're thankful, dear God, even from the beginning, from Sunday school, dear God, even through, Lord, to this moment. And, Lord, for each one that came through the door, dear God, we're thankful, dear God, for each and every soul that's here today, dear God, for each one that's present in the building and those who are present on the phone and online, dear God. Lord, we're so thankful, dear God, to see Sister Kiba here this morning, dear Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for seeing her walking and smiling, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, we've been praying, dear God, that you would bring her on back, dear God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers, dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless and encourage her heart, dear God. Strengthen her, dear God, and help keep her looking up to thee, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for her presence here, dear God. We're glad to see Brother Sammy Mann, dear God,
Amen.
This morning. Father, so glad to see him, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that everyone that is here today, dear God, you led us here, dear God. And, Lord, you led us here for a purpose, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, fulfill your purpose through your word to us, dear God. Lord, help us, dear God, to obey your word. Help us, Lord, not to be just hearers, but doers only. Help us not to be just hearers only, Lord, but doers of your word. Lord, you know what I mean, dear Father.
Amen.
Coming outside with, but Lord, you know my heart. Father, we pray, dear God, that you help us to sit with attention, Lord, from the oldest to the youngest, dear God. For we know that the young people, dear God, have been instructed, dear God, to write down the scriptures and to listen, dear God, because they have a soul also, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember young and old as your word goes forth. Anoint, Lord, your speaker, Lord, bless her, give her the strength, dear God, Lord, to give to us, Lord, what you have given to her. And, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise for it all, as we ask in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Jenkins.
Amen.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can you sing with me, saints of God? I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad. Come on, sing. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Sing in glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound. Jesus set me free. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad. Jesus, come on, sister. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. When I was in trouble, Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You gotta feel lifted. Amen.
Amen.
You gotta know it came from Almighty God. Oh, there may be tears sometimes, and they may be just tears of joy, or they may not be tears of joy. They may be tears that you have to cry, but you got to know that Jesus has lifted you.
Amen.
And that you're so glad. You got to be glad. Oh, just go ahead and cry in the Lord. Oh, he can hear our humble cry. And while with others thou art calling, you can just say, Lord, please do not pass me by. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. He is worthy to be praised. Good morning to each and every one of you, or good afternoon. Giving honor to Sister Blake. Thank God for her. Thank God for this congregation. As Sister said, it's good to look out and see my dear Sister Kiba back and beautiful smile on her face. It's good to see each and every one of the saints of God here today. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for the devotional service. We just thank God for all that he has done. As Sister Maria said, I'll just thank God for his blessings. Don't have nothing else to thank him for. Just thank him that you're blessed. Amen. In our hearing this morning, we read Acts, the second chapter, 37 through 47. I trust you have your Bibles. I know the children are to have theirs, along with a writing instrument to write down the scriptures. We thank God for the word of God that's been left on record for us. In our hearing, we read, as we said, Acts 2, 37 through 47. We would like to go back to the 38th verse of that scripture to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Lord bless. Verse 38, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, salvation the Bible way. Salvation the Bible way. The plan of eternal salvation through Jesus Christ can never be preached too often, especially in the day and time in which we live. I read a statistic the other day that said that many professing Christians, roughly about 72%, believe that a person can qualify for heaven by being or doing good works. And that they believe they've done enough good to get them into the kingdom of God. If that is true, then why did Jesus have to die on the cross? If you could be good enough to go to heaven on your own merits. We can live a million lives and do good works in each and every one of them, and not be deemed good enough to go to heaven according to the word of God. No matter how much charity work you do, no matter how many times you feed the poor, no matter how many times you walk little old ladies across the street, good enough is not good enough to God.
Amen.
You cannot good your way into heaven, so to speak. The Bible says in Isaiah 64, verse 6, for we are all as unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. As we learned in our Sunday school lesson this morning, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, gets to go to heaven. What Jesus is saying, that not everyone who claims him as Lord will be saved. He is telling us that there will be some who will think they are saved because they do good works. but who in fact are still lost, and they are headed to hell. I say to those this afternoon who are listening in, as Paul said to young Timothy in 2 Timothy, the second chapter in the seventh verse, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. It is my prayer that you allow the Spirit of God to speak to your heart, to show you what is being said comes from the truth of God's eternal word. You may be listening in this afternoon, and you may have professed to be saved because someone told you that your good works that you were doing will get you into the kingdom of heaven. But now you are hearing that salvation does not come through good works, but through the new birth of being born again, repenting of your sin. You see, this is the Bible way. We are saved by grace through faith and not by good works. No amount of good works will ever get us there. Only a good God who sent his perfect son can get us into heaven, and that's by repentance and faith in him. Sad hell is going to be full of self-proclaimed good people who brought their works and filthy rags to hell with them. May this not be any of us this afternoon. Jesus made it clear, and we read it in Matthew this morning, the seventh chapter, verses 21 to 23, that not all who profess him possess him. And mere possession of Jesus as our Lord and Savior is not enough to save a person's soul. A person may believe in the doctrine of the faith. They may be sincere and they may be good. However, merely saying you know that Jesus is who Jesus is not enough to save your soul. Neither is belonging to the church, being a good person, doing religious activities or religious things. All are good, but none of them can save your soul. Salvation comes only through the new birth in Jesus Christ. Our times are showing us just how many have what Paul said to young Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, verse 5. They have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. See, much of this can be attributed to the lack of those who profess to be ministers. Having the unctioning of the Holy Spirit of God to preach the word of God. They have and are literally making a mockery out of salvation and about living a life free from sin. You hear it all the time. No one can live free from sin. God does not expect us to live holy lives. Once saved, always saved. These are the lies that are being fed to many today. And honest souls are believing that they are truly saved because of them. Have you ever thought about it? If sin was okay in your life and God just overlooked it, then why did Jesus tell the adulterous woman in John 8, verse 11, to go and sin no more? And why did he tell the impotent man in John 5, verse 14, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee?
Amen.
And why did Paul pen in Romans, the sixth chapter, to believers, for the wages of sin is death? And why, when John was left there on the Isle of Patmos in Revelation 21, verse 8, he said, but the fearful and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. If God does not expect us to live a holy life. You see, that's why just acknowledging Jesus as the Son of God and doing a lot of things to appear to be religious is not enough to get one into the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
You must be born again to enter into heaven's gate. In our scripture reading this morning, we are told that you must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. You see, you must make a confession for your sins by asking God to save you through Jesus Christ, and then God will forgive your sins and save your soul and then he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Amen. Turn with me to Matthew, the 10th chapter, and look at what Jesus says here in this 10th chapter, beginning with the 32nd verse. He said, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father." You see, a confession has to be made. You've got to testify to the fact that you know Jesus Christ. You got to testify to the fact that Jesus has saved you from your sins. You got to testify to the fact that you are now born again. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. He goes on to say here, "I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven." And you may say to me, "Oh, Sister Renee, Jesus is saying there that if I would just outwardly deny him by my words." Oh, no, you can outwardly deny him by the way you are living. Amen. If you are not living a life that shows you are a child of God and you are walking around and telling people, "I am a Christian, I am a believer," and all these titles that many have attached on and many are running around with today, and you are not living according to that title that you are carrying, you are denying in Jesus Christ before men. And he said in the word of God, "And I will also deny you before my Father, which is in heaven." Oh, it is a serious matter when you say, "I am a child of God." You see, if you don't confess your sins, our God is not obligated to forgive your sins. He has already did his part when he sent his Son to die on the cross. Now it is up to mankind to come to him with a repentant heart and to be born again. You've got to make a confession unto salvation. You see, before you can really get saved, you have to be sick of the sin business. How many know what I'm talking about? If you are not sick and tired of sin, then you are not ready to come to Almighty God. We are told in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." You see, when you are godly sorrow, you will not just brush sins off as just everyone is doing it, some kind of thing that everybody's going through. No, godly sorrow worketh humility. It will let you know that you have grieved the heart of Almighty God, and it will produce a real change and deliverance in your heart. How many know what I'm talking about this afternoon? It will lead you to repentance. It will lead you to salvation and ultimately to eternal life in heaven with Almighty God. You see, the sorrow of the world will have you not being sorry for what you did, but sorry that you got caught, so to speak. And it never will lead to repentance, but it will lead to eternal death in hell. This is why it is so important not to play around with salvation. Oh, we don't want to be like the scribes in the Pharisees in the word of God. Turn with me to Matthew, the 15th chapter, and look at what Jesus says to them. Oh, saints of God, when you get into the word and you begin to read, you can see where many are not what they're professing to be. Salvation is not about just walking around saying a lot of words. Salvation is not about walking around and saying, wearing a medallion that says, "I'm saved," or "I believe in Jesus Christ," or going out and buying a shirt that says, "Jesus lives within," and then living like the devil. That is not salvation. Oh, I'm telling you, the salvation that I know is in the word of God. And look at what Jesus said here, and this is what many have today. He said in verse 8 of that 15th chapter, "This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips." And we're seeing a lot of that today. There is a lot of lip service going on right now in our world today, saying that I am saved, I am a Christian, I am a believer, I am born again. But Jesus said, "They draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is where? Far from me." He said, "But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines, the commandment of men. And that is what the commandment of men is today, that you can live your life any old way and still say you're a child of God. Because once saved, always saved. Once God has saved you, you cannot be unsaved. That is the furthest thing from the truth.
Amen.
You can fall from grace if you don't keep yourself in the way of Almighty God. You can fall out of grace with Almighty God, because remember one thing, sin separates from Almighty God. And if you are in the sin business, you are separated
Amen.
From God. Praise God.
Amen.
You're seeing that today. Seeing that you have been regenerated, saying you're being regenerated and not living according to the word of God. Saying you're born again and not living a life free from sin. Living like the devil each and every day. Many have made a confession to God for salvation, but they're not standing on the true confession that they've made. You see, when you make a confession to God for salvation, you're saying to Almighty God, I'm coming to live for you, Lord. Live or die, I am the Lord. And when you say live or die, I am the Lord, that means you're going to live according to God's eternal word.
Amen.
You see, without justification, the Holy Spirit will not make his dwelling within your heart. And without the Holy Spirit of God, you cannot be saved.
Amen.
But when you come to God and you repent of your sin and are born again, our God will save your soul. And that's salvation the Bible way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anyone fool you. God condemns all sin. He plainly tells us how in choosing sin, one chooses death. He says in Romans the 6th chapter, 23rd verse, for the wages of sin is death. And if you die in your sin, you will not see Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Living a sinful life is not pleasing to Almighty God. The Bible says in the 7th division of Psalms, verse 11, and I'm paraphrasing, God is angry with the wicked every day. So how can you be a sinning Christian and say you belong to Almighty God? See, the world will have you to believe that God condones sin and that God makes allowances for it. That's why we're walking around, and we've said this many times before, saints of God. The world has lies color-coded. You know, we live in a time where they'll say a black lie, white lie, green lie, whatever kind of lie they color-code them. And my Bible tells me, we just read, he said all liars. Our God doesn't look at the way people are looking at these things. Oh, that was just a peacemaking lie. Lies can't make peace.
No.
Go in the Word of God and begin to read. You Bible students know it quite well. Back in the Old Testament, when David tried to hide a lie that he was cheating with another man's wife, he just continued on. That lie kept spiraling out of control till he ended up having that man, that woman's husband killed. Oh, a lie can't be peacemaking whatsoever. Don't ever allow your children to say, oh, I did that just to make peace with them. No, tell them the truth and you'll make peace with them.
Amen.
People need to know the truth about things. That's what time in which we're living right now, from our lawmakers all the way down. Many of them will stand up around the time when it's time to run for election. I believe that begins next January. Many of them are running for the 22, you know, election time. And many of them will come out with all these lies. You're going to hear so many lies about this. And I've done this, or I'm this type of a person, I'm that type of a person. And all, many of it is a bunch of lies to get you to go in and vote for them. And then when you begin to peel back that old onion and see what's underneath, you realize they are not what they say they are. That's the time in which we are living, saints of God. We are living in a time where it's okay to, you know, teach your children, go to school and lie to the teacher and tell them that there is something at home, you didn't get your homework. Not so. God is not condoning that. He doesn't understand that you cannot help it. Oh, you know, that's what they're telling people in the world today. Our Heavenly Father detests sin and lying is sin. He also warns against the consequences that sinners may face. As we said, sin separates you from God. And when you are separated from him, you cannot serve him until you repent of it. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yes.
I thank God for our Sunday school lesson this morning.
Amen.
It was from this lesson the Spirit gave me this message. I told Sister Blake when I was reading what the commentator said under the title, The Harm in Man-Made Organizations, when he said in there saying, Lord, Lord, is not enough. The Holy Spirit began pouring out this message to me. You see, our times right now are producing man-made salvation, where mankind believes he can make himself better without Bible regeneration, which is the new birth, but not so. We are told in Proverbs 14, verse 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the waves of death. Also in Proverbs 30, verse 12 says, there is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. You see, salvation the Bible way, salvation the Bible way is of God. We got to meet God where God is. When you are regenerated by the word of God, you hear and seek after divine things. You began to live a life of faith, a life of trust, a life of holiness and cleanliness. Now Christ is formed in your heart, and you have become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Turn with me to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and look at what it says in the word of God. Oh, we thank God for his word.
Amen.
And left on record. Because many are running around today and they're saying, oh, Lord, Lord. There many are saying all kinds of things, trying to say that they are children of God, but they are not. They're living like the devil. Ephesians 4, verse 22 says that you put off concerning the former conversation, saints of God.
Mm-hmm.
All of us were once unsaved. All of us were living for the devil. And many of us in our former conversation may have been cursers and swears and various other things. But look at what the Bible says. And conversation also means conduct too. He said that you put off concerning the former conversation, that old man, which is corrupt according to the what? Deceitful lust. And look at what he tells us. He said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. See, your mind has got to be changed. This is why the word of God in another passage of scripture says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. This is why Paul also in another passage of scripture, he said to the brethren there in Romans, that 12th chapter, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. He told them, holy, acceptable unto God, which is their reasonable service. He went on to say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind has to be changed. When you come to Almighty God, not only do you have a heart transformation, but you also have to have a mind transformation. What do you mean by that, Sister Renee? You know, there was a time when you were out in the world and you allowed your mind to absorb all kinds of things that were going on. You may have been into one thing over here and another over here. You may have watched filth on television. You may have enjoyed doing whatever it was, but your mind now has to be changed to the mindset of Almighty God. You don't enjoy those things. You may have once frequented that place over there, but you don't frequent it now because you are a changed person. You are a new man in Christ Jesus. He goes on to say here in verse 24, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Oh, saints of God, when you have the new birth, you now are renewed in the spirit of your mind. You are now a new man. man. You are now created after God in righteousness. You may, when you are out there in the world, you sow seeds of unrighteousness. But now that you are serving God, you are created in righteousness and true holiness. Your holiness is not something that's fake. Brother Brian mentioned it today in the Sunday School Review. He said Moses learned it early on when God told Moses back there in the Old Testament, when God was calling him there at the burning bush. And you all know the story real well, when he told Moses to take off your shoes because the place where you stand is holy ground. Oh, saints of God, when you come to Almighty God, it is holy ground. It may not be in this house of God, but wherever you are, remember, you are the church of God. And wherever you go, you are to be holy. And that place you are standing is holy ground, because you represent a holy and almighty God. That's why he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And holiness is not just on Sunday morning, but it's on Monday through Saturday. It is 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. That's what holiness is. When you come to Almighty God, he went on to say, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Then he went on to say, look at this, saints of God, be ye angry and sin not. Oh, many hang on this scripture. The Bible says I can be angry, Sister Renee. Oh, but there's another scripture that said anger lies in the bosom of a fool. Don't be angry too long. Look at what God says here. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't let another day come in and you're still angry about what happened on yesterday.
Amen.
Settle it. You could die in your sleep.
That's right.
And you may not see the next day. Thank you, sis. So you need to straighten it out. If I use the example, if sister offends me, or if I offend sister, she's got to come to me today and take care of it. Don't let another day come in and you still hanging on to that. Well, sister upset me 2 Sundays ago and I'm not talking to her, so I won't come to the house of God. That's not being a child of God. That is not someone who's got the new birth or been regenerated. That's the old man still lurking up in you. That's the old man that has not been crucified, and you need to mortify that old man. Praise God.
Praise God.
He went on to say, neither give place to the devil. So you can't give place to the devil. Oh,
amen.
I thank God this morning downstairs in Sunday school. Thank God for Sister Millicent and Sister Blake as they teach our young people. Sister Millicent asked a question to the young people. You know, and people out there in the world, you know, they tell, oh, Lord, Lord, and various things. She said, and many are serving the devil. She said, you never hear them praying to the devil. You never hear somebody say, oh, devil, will you help me out of this situation? You can be the worst sinner, and you'll hear them say, Lord, have mercy. Why aren't you saying, devil, have mercy? Oh, that's what we're living in a time right now. You'll call up on God because you know there is God in heaven. People will tell you, oh, I don't believe in God, but let him go through something. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Like sister said, you don't say, oh, devil, have mercy. No, because the devil can't have mercy. The devil is the one afflicting you. Praise our God. Oh, he went on there in verse 28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with him. You may have been a thief when you were unsaved, but look at what the Bible says. If you were, steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Oh, see, God didn't give all this to us just for us to sit around and enjoy. Saints of God, God wants us to share with someone else. He went on to say, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. People are grieving the Holy Spirit every day. They're sinning against God. Be careful. I say to you, if you don't understand what that is, go over and read Acts, the fifth chapter. You know, see Ananias and Sapphira. They thought they were standing before a man, which was Peter. But Peter represented the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And when they came there, Peter asked him a question. You see how the Lord had it done. One came in at one time, he asked. That's the same thing they do in interrogation. They don't bring you all in the room at the same time. Come on, they got something from the Bible, amen?
Amen.
They don't bring you in the interrogation room all at once. They bring you in one at a time. Why? To see who's going to lie, if your story is going to be the same. Oh, he said, there's nothing new under the sun.
Amen.
Mankind didn't create that. Oh, praise our God. Go over and read about it in Acts, the fifth chapter.
Amen.
Peter even said to her, and let them know, if you knew those who carried out, that your husband just left up out of here. You would have been careful what you were saying. I'm just paraphrasing. He even said to them, why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but you've lied unto God. Be careful. Be careful when you're talking to the people of God. People of God represent Almighty God. Amen. He goes on to say here, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking. See, one scripture over here, and they're not contradictory. He said, you can be angry, but sin not. But then he said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger. God don't want his people walking around angry. What do you got to be angry about? God has blessed you. God has allowed you to see the dawning of a new day. God has given you so much. When you just think about this morning and what God has done for you. Just think about here we are sitting at March the 21st. There were those who would have loved to be sitting here March the 21st, but a year ago on March the 21st, they were suffering with COVID. And as little Haley said downstairs in our Sunday school lesson, when sister asked about her prayer request, thank God none of us have COVID. Oh, praise be to Almighty God. Oh, saints of God, you may say, well, Sister Renee, why are we talking about COVID? Because COVID is what's going on right now. I think I said, shared with sister and them downstairs. I said, my neighbor was talking with us yesterday, and she said that her pastor in her church, he got COVID. He's 30-some years old, and he said he thought he was going to meet Jesus because that's how bad it was. Oh, I thank God, saints of God, that we don't have COVID and none of us have it. Praise be to Almighty God. And I'm not praying for it, but I'm praying that God will keep it from me and the saints of Almighty God and our family and those who are going through it. Pray that God will heal them and touch them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, praise our God. He went on to say, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Oh, and look at what he said, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you.
Yeah.
If you want to be forgiven, you're going to forgive. Amen? This is why we cannot make up our own way of salvation. Salvation is only possible through God Almighty. And if you want to be saved, you will come the Bible way. You will repent and be converted. We learned in our Sunday school lesson, those who do not live holy lives and live lives that reject the plan of salvation will not enter into the kingdom of God. Turn with me for a moment in Matthew, the seventh chapter. You see, just by acknowledging Jesus will not get you into the kingdom of God. But look at what he says there in Matthew, that seventh chapter, verse 21. I know some of this may be a repeat for those in Sunday school, but all brother said, go back over and read it over. So we're studying, going back over it. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the word of God. because every time I read it, I told Sister Blake downstairs this morning, I get a little something else from it. Oh, we've read those scriptures over many times here in Matthew, the 7th chapter. But this Sunday school lesson, I got a little bit more out of it. I mean, not a little, but a lot more out of it so that I can still continue to run this race that God has set before me. He goes on to say there in verse 21, he said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Oh, there are many out there today that are saying, Lord, Lord. There are many out there today that are professing to know Jesus Christ, but it is a false profession because he is saying here, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. You got to do God's will and not mankind's will. He goes on to say, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name and in thy name have cast out devils and in thy name done many wonderful works. Oh, I thank God, as I said, Sister Millicent was teaching today and she was down there with the children and she was going over this scripture. She said, we're living in a time right now when you are seeing many of our those in the entertainment business. Many of them are giving away money to help out this one. She mentioned about some of the people who were killed during some of the Black Lives Matter movement, that when folks were killed and folks were paying for funerals and various things. And she was saying they're giving away things and helping out other people. She was not judging and saying that she didn't, that they weren't saved. But then you turn around and some of these very same people, we heard about it on Wednesday night, are standing up on doing vulgar activity. They, many of them are cursing and swearing and saying all manner of things that is not right in the eyes of Almighty God. And she let the children know that all that good and all the things they're doing is as filthy rags, because you're not doing it in the name of Jesus and in the will of Almighty God.
Amen.
Oh, you may say to me, oh, Sister Renee, that is hard, but it is the word of God, and that is for all of us. If you are living like the devil and living outside of the realm of what salvation is, you are not a child of God.
Amen.
And that is not judging. That is according to the word of God. He went on there and he said, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, meaning ye that sin. You see, Jesus is letting us know that not everyone goes to heaven when they die. I know we want to believe they do. And sad to say, we've all attended funerals where ministers have preached a eulogy on someone that never attended a house of God, or they've never been in any type of religious service. They've never made a confession about the Lord Jesus Christ whatsoever. But the minister said they are heaven bound. I know what I'm talking about, saints of God.
Yeah.
It happened to a family member of mine. A family member attending another congregation, never attending a congregation. But they went and got a minister to preach their funeral. And at their funeral, the individual had never been in the house of God, but they had him in, working in the house of God as if they were in there laboring for Jesus Christ and placed them going into heaven. That is a trick from the devil. That are lies, and that is happening. And the sad part about it, I remember, was the late Sister Pat, who had gone to speak to them about their soul, and they didn't even acknowledge or want to even talk to her about their soul. But yet and still, this minister turned around and prayed and preached them being in the kingdom of God. It not only is it an assault to Almighty God, but also to everyone that claims to be a child of God. Why are we living like we're living if we can just live like the devil and still make it into the kingdom of God? Why are we not going out there? Some may want to go out there and try to play the lottery and win millions, because they show it every time on the news that the lottery's at 90-some million dollars. How many of you want to run out and do that if you can just run out and do it and still make it into the kingdom of God? That is man-made religion.
Amen.
That is not
Amen.
According to the Bible.
Amen.
Praise our God. God expects us to live righteously
Amen.
And soberly in this present world. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Turn with me for a moment. You know it well. Saints of God. He tells us in Titus, when Paul was speaking to young Titus, he was letting him know. Paul was there teaching these young brothers how to be ministers in the Lord, because he knew there was coming a day when they were going to need to know how to stand true on the word of God. Why? Because he told them in the word of God, he let young Timothy know there was going to come a time, perilous times, when people would not endure sound doctrine. Saints of God, are we there yet?
Yes.
People don't want to hear about sound doctrine. They will say, this is why you can't get folks to come to the house of God. But let me tell you something. My Bible tells me if I lift up Jesus, he'll do the drawing. It's
yes.
not up to me to draw you, but it's up to me to preach to you the word of God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God.
Thank you.
He says there in Titus, that second chapter, verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. See, there's going to be no excuses when you get into judgment. And when you stand there, as London asked downstairs in the class, you mean when you get into judgment, all he's going to do is say, depart if you don't know him. That's what he's going to say. You're not going to be able to say, well, Lord, let me just have a little talk with Jesus. No. The talking with Jesus is right now. You need to be having your little talk right now and making it right with him before this life ends. He goes on to say there, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly. And that soberly is not from a drunken state. It's from a serious state. God has serious people living for him. He said righteously and godly in what? He didn't say in the world to come. He said in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto him a peculiar people, zealous of good works. He went on to say, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Oh, praise our God. Oh, thank God for his word. Thank God is left on record that we can read it. Saints of God, we can read it with understanding and ask the Spirit of God to give us the understanding that we need so we'll know how to live for God before we die. Oh, I want to know that I'm living right. I don't want to wait until the end and Jesus say, depart, because there is something you were not. No, I want to know right now. I want to make sure if I have to come to the altar, I want to say to the Lord, search me, O Lord. Put that spotlight on me and let me know how I'm living for you. I want to make sure I'm going to make it in, because if I'm not going to make it in, I want to turn around. I want to do what I need to do, repent and get right with Almighty God. Praise Amen. Our God. Oh, that's why not everyone who thinks they're going to heaven are really going to go. Jesus has criteria to get into heaven. Turn with me to John, the third chapter. You Bible students know this Bible scripture quite well. It's about a man named Nicodemus. He was one of the most powerful and influential men in all of Israel. He found himself alone in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 3 it says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, meaning truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again. And that word except means unless you be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You see, Jesus spoke directly to him about his soul. He let him know without a shadow of a doubt that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4, it says, Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, he's letting me know, be not amazed. Not that I said unto you, thee, ye must be born again. Oh, that is the word of God. You see, Nicodemus came to Jesus that night for some answers about religion, about being born again. He wanted to ask him a question. He asked him that question, how can a man enter again into the womb of his mother's womb a second time? He lacked understanding. And what he received were some answers about redemption and about the new birth. Oh, saints of God, it's true, just having a little talk with Jesus will lead you to salvation for your soul. How many know what I'm talking about? Amen. You see, when you come to him and pour out your heart, he is able to show you the way to the cross, which is through himself, our Lord and Savior. John 14, verse 6 says, I am the way. Jesus is letting us know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You see, only those who come the way of Jesus Christ will enter into the gates of that city. You see, he is the one whom God has exalted above all others. We are told, and I ask you to write these down and read these in your leisure. Philippians 2, 5 through 11. We are told his name is above every name. In Colossians 2, verse 13 through 15, we are told his glory is greater than any other. Also in Colossians 1, verse 18, we are told he is the preeminent one. Oh, you see, there is no doubt in my mind this afternoon that he is worthy of our faith in him, that he is worthy of our honor, and he is worthy of our praise. He alone is worthy to be exalted. And yes, thanks to God, he deserves our trust, and he deserves our praise. He deserves nothing less than our all that we can give to Almighty God. That's why you and I can say, praise be to Almighty God. Thank him for all that he's done for us. And to our sinner friends this afternoon, you might turn your back on the things of God. You might turn your back on the word of God concerning who Jesus is. You might find yourself falling into the same snares and pitfalls as others who mock the things of God and who set them aside as nonsense. You might even say that you don't want to hear messages such as this because others tell you this way of living is old-fashioned. But they never change that will never change the fact that Jesus is the only door to salvation. Amen. It will never change the fact that Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. It will never change the fact that Jesus is the Savior of all mankind. And the only way for you to get into the kingdom of God is to come through him. And coming through him means you must be born again. And if you don't believe it, Jesus said in John 8, verse 24, I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sin. You see, the way to the cross is through Jesus Christ. There is no other way, no matter what the masses are saying today. Turn with me to Romans, the fifth chapter, and look at what it says there in that first verse. It said, therefore, being justified by faith, when you come to Jesus, your first work of grace is justification. He said, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Then he went on to say, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace. See, that's the only access you can get into the kingdom of God is through Jesus Christ. He said, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And in Acts, the fourth chapter, when Peter finished his sermon, he reminded the people that salvation can only be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said there in verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be what?
Saved.
saved. You see, Jesus is the source of our salvation. Notice the words whereby we must be saved. If you want to escape the fires of hell and enter into the glories of heaven, you would do so through none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone can save your soul. You see, that is why he came and died. Turn with me to Luke 19. In this passage of scripture, a man named Zacchaeus met Jesus. You Bible students know the story. Zacchaeus was a rich man. He was a tax collector. He was also a small man in stature. And he climbed up into a sycamore tree because he was unable to see Jesus as Christ was passing by. As Jesus passed the place where Zacchaeus was, the word of God says there in verse 5, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. You see, Jesus stopped and began to speak to Zacchaeus. He issued a call to him. This call resulted in an eternal change of life for the tax collector. Zacchaeus heeded the call. I'm sure on that day, Zacchaeus probably thought he would just get up in that tree and just watch Jesus go by and then climb down and go home. However, he never expected the Lord to stop and to talk to him. You see, when Jesus did stop and when he did speak to him, Jesus called him by his name. Why? It was personally directed straight at Zacchaeus. He said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. You see, the Lord told Zacchaeus exactly what he was supposed to do. There would be no debating. There would be no need for second guessing. Jesus was clear and he was plain. This shows us that the Lord began looking for Zacchaeus before Zacchaeus ever started looking for him. And then that day, the same day, you see, when the Lord calls a lost person, that is the same way it is today. When he comes, he does not issue an empty call. What are you saying, Sister Renee? We're told in Isaiah, the 55th chapter and verse 11 of that scripture, the word of God says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. He said, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. When Jesus called Zacchaeus, and when he called you and I, his word had a purpose, and it was meant for us at that time. When he began to call me, I found out that, yes, he knew my name. How about you, saints? Yeah. I also found out that he knew everything that I had ever done. What about you, saints of God? You also found out that this God, whom that you and I had greatly offended by our sinful lifestyle, he loved us with a love that was eternal and unspeakable. Just like you and I today, and just like every one right now that is out of the ark of safety, God loves you too. Why? Because we are told in Romans 5, verse 8, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If he is calling you this afternoon, don't delay. It is a personal call for you to come. Those of us who are saved can testify to that fact. You may look around and you may say, well, Sister Renee, there are others who are not saved, but they're not moving. Don't look at others.
That's right.
But know that when Jesus is calling you, it is your time for you to move out and accept him as your Lord and Savior. We are told in another passage of Scripture that his spirit will not always strive with man. There may not be another time for you to come to Almighty God. He may be calling you right now because he knows that you may not make it through the end of the day. He may be trying to warn you about something. He may be trying to warn me about something. He may not know I may not make it through the end of this week. Also, don't hesitate to come to an altar if you are unsaved and give your life to Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We are told in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, everlasting life is a gift purchased by the blood of Jesus, and it is offered freely to those who call upon him by faith. When the Lord calls a lost sinner to himself for salvation, he will leave no doubt about what he expects you to do. You see, you may not know how to pray when you get before the Lord, but if your salvation is genuine, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you what to say. How many have found that to be so? Jesus is your only hope, and he is the key to getting your sins taken care of. He has a plan for your life, and following God's plan is your only hope this afternoon, just like Zacchaeus. You see, it was a promising call he received from Jesus. He said, I must abide at thy house. These words from Jesus promised much more than a casual meeting under a tree, so to speak. Jesus said, I must abide at your house. Jesus wanted him to know that I, the Lord of glory, am coming to your house. What a promise. I found when I got saved that my relationship with Jesus Christ wasn't confined to this house of God. No, when I got saved, he went home with me. Come on, saints of God. He has never left me. I also found that he wasn't going to leave anything at my house like he found it. He was going to change everything to suit him. How many of you can testify to that this afternoon? Praise our God. You see, a life cannot stay the same when Jesus Christ moves in. Neither can a marriage, neither can a home, neither can any relationship in life. When he comes in, he changes everything to suit himself. He makes everything different. He makes everything better. Zacchaeus found that out. But he could set it before he could even set his feet back on the ground. Zacchaeus was a new man. Look at what it says in verse 6 of that scripture reading. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Zacchaeus heeded the call. He did exactly what the Lord had told him to do. He made haste and he came down. The word of God says he received him joyfully. How many are receiving God joyfully? Oh, when you come to Almighty God, it is joy in the Lord. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, when you came to that altar that one Sunday, or maybe it was the altar at home, when you kneeled down to Almighty God and you gave your life to God, you began to pour out your heart. You could feel it felt like a weight lifted off your shoulders. You could feel it felt like something else was coming out of you. I'm not talking about what the world says and all these out-of-body experiences, but I'm talking about knowing for sure that that old man was gone. You could feel that old man being lifted and a new man in Christ Jesus. Praise be to Almighty God, because God is the only one that can make that transformation. It is the Spirit of God that makes that transformation in you when you come to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise our God. Zacchaeus received Jesus as his guest, and at the same time he received Jesus into his heart. He had heard the claims, he heard the call, and he made the commitment. This is what salvation is about. The lost person hears the claims of the gospel. You feel the Holy Spirit of God speaking to you. You repent and are born again. You receive Jesus Christ by faith. You see, to be saved, You must come to the place where you come down from wherever you are in life and you commit your life to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible is crystal clear. Faith is the only thing that will bring you in to a saving relationship with Almighty God. Turn with me to Ephesians, the second chapter, and look at what it says there in the Word of God. You see, a lot of people want to think that their works is what saved them. Your works did not save you, because our Bible says in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is what? The gift of God, for not of works, lest any man should boast. We have nothing to boast about. It is our faith in Jesus that saved us. And you've got to have faith in order to come to God. You've got to have faith to walk with him. And you also have to have faith to stay with him.
Amen.
Oh, praise our God.
Amen.
In verse 8 of Luke, we see where it doesn't take long for the new Zacchaeus to appear. Zacchaeus demonstrated the change immediately. He said, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. He stood and made a bold promise to give away half of his fortune and to restore fourfold anything he had taken from anyone under false pretense.
Yes.
He was doing it publicly, openly, renouncing that old life of sin, that old life of lying. And remember, he was a tax collector. Cheating and extortion. He was embracing the new life of faith and a holy living in Jesus Christ. Zacchaeus was displaying the kind of change Jesus makes in lives of all those he saves by his grace. When you meet Jesus, when you met Jesus and when I met Jesus, our lives had not been the same. Galatians 6, verse 15 says, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Praise God. Are you a new creature this afternoon? Are you living to live again? Have you met Jesus Christ and confessed your sins, and are you now living the holy life that is required to make it into the kingdom of God? In verse 9, Zacchaeus received a confirmation from Jesus. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of God has come to seek and to save that which was lost. You see, he knew he was different, but it was confirmed by the words of the Savior. He told Zacchaeus, to anyone who was listening, that Zacchaeus was a new man. He was a saved man in the Lord. That is what happens when you have salvation the Bible way. It always brings with it the assurance that it is real. It is genuine. It is true. What are you saying, Sister Renee? There will be an inner witness to your transformation. Turn with me to Romans, the 8th chapter, and look at what it says there in that 16th verse. The Spirit itself. See, when you've been transformed and you've been renewed and the new birth has taken place with you, look at what the Word of God says. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are what? The children of God. Also in 1 John 3, look at what it says there, starting with the 19th verse. He said, and hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Look at what it says in 1 John 5:10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Do you have the witness in you? He that believeth not, God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Turn with me also to Colossians 3. And look at what it says there in the Word of God. Oh, this is all talking about the witness that we have now, that we've been transformed. He says in Colossians 3, starting with the third verse, for we are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Oh, saints of God, are you looking forward to that day? I know we're living on this earth. Don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit's saying, but we have a hope. We have something to look forward to, that when this life is over, whenever God says it's time, we have a hope. We can look that we will appear with him in glory. But look at what he tells us to do. He says to mortify. You've got to cleanse yourself, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. He went on to say here, he said fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence. He went on to say in covetousness, I hope I pronounced that right, which is idolatry. He said, for which things say, the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these. See, he didn't only talk about those things there that are the flesh, but look at what he talked about, the inner man. He said, put off all these. He said, put away anger, put away wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds and have put on what? The new man. Oh, are you a new man in Christ Jesus, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him? Praise our God. Also, when you're transformed, there also will be an outer witness. Look at what it says in James, the second chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. Starting there with that 18th verse. He says, of his own will begat us. I think I'm reading in the wrong scripture there. He says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Also in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, look at what it says there. Now this is, we're talking about the outer witness. And look at what it says in the outer witness. Verse 12 says, for our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we had our conversation in the world and more abundantly to you word. For we write now other things unto you that what ye read or acknowledge, and I trust ye shall acknowledge even to the end. Oh, saints of God, do we have the inner witness of the Spirit to support our profession of faith this afternoon? Do we have the outer witness of a changed life to support our profession of faith? The 149th division of Psalms, verse 4 says, for the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify what? The meek with salvation. Are you beautiful this afternoon?
Praise God.
Beautiful because you are saved. You see, if we have both the inner and the outer witness, then we can rejoice because these two witnesses confirm that the truth of what we claim to be is true. If you are listening to this message this afternoon and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there is hope. I invite you to come to him right now while the Spirit of God is speaking to your soul. Yes, Jesus is your answer. You don't have to climb a tree, so to speak, to meet him. All you have to do is respond to his call and come to him right now. Salvation or coming to God may have passed you by many times before, but today the Lord is dealing with your heart. Right now is your time. Yes, the Lord is calling you. Do you want to go to heaven when you die? Then you need to come to Jesus.
Amen.
You see, this is the most important question you need to answer. It is not a question of how good you are, whether you go to church, or how much money you give to charity. It is a question about where your soul will spend eternity. Brother spoke about it during our Sunday school review. You can say a lot of things. You can do a lot of things in this life. I'm reminded of when Jesus was there with the disciples and when they had been out and they were saying, oh, Lord, we've cast out demons. We cast out this. They were rejoicing in all of that. But Jesus told them, rejoice not in being able to do that, but that your names are written where? In heaven, in the Lamb's book of life. That's what you and I've got to be concerned about. Or is my name in the book of life? Do I know that my name is there? You know, we oftentimes sing a song, I know my name is there, but we've got to make sure our name is there. We've got to do the preliminary work to make sure our name is in heaven, written in the book of life. Because if your name is not in the book of life, your destination when you leave is not heaven. Oh, my God. It would be something to live this life down here all these years, professing to be saved. And in the end, hear Jesus say, depart from me. Oh, my God. Praise our God. Come to Jesus while you have time. He'll save your soul. When he saves your soul, it's going to be the Bible way. And when he does, we are told in Hebrews 7, verse 25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make it intercession for them. When our Savior saves you, you are saved. You are not half saved and half sinner as the world will have you to believe. Yes, you will begin to live your life as a new babe in Christ Jesus. Yes, you might stumble from time to time. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:16, for a just man falleth 7 times and rises up again. But get up and confess and repent of the dirt of sin and shame and learn how to live a righteous life for Jesus Christ and go on to perfection. Jesus did not come to save us so that we can continue to commit sin as the world would have you to believe. No, he came and died to deliver us from a life of sin and shame. That's why saying, Lord, Lord, it's not enough to get you into the kingdom of God. Amen. Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God. There are a lot of religious organizations in our world today that will tell you it is all right for you to claim salvation on Sunday morning and live like the devil Monday through Saturday so that you can sing in the praise choir on Sunday morning. Oh, not so. Look at what Jesus warned about in the Word of God. Turn with me to Matthew, the 23rd chapter, and look at what it says there in the Word of God. Oh, Jesus warned about the outward form, and we're living in a time where there's a lot of outward form going on right now. Look at what he says there in Matthew 23, verse 23. He said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. He went on to say, hypocrites. He called them hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint in a niche and coming and have omitted the weightier matter of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done and not to leave the other undone. Look at what he said, and we're living in a time this is happening. You blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow at a camel. He said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you may clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Saints of God, we don't want to pretty up all this outside, and then in the inside we are nothing but dead men's bones. No, we want to be all for Almighty God. When the inside is right, the outside's going to come into conformity. You don't have to worry about it, because that's the way the Word of God is. He goes on to say in verse 26, thy blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within, the cup and the platter, that the ends outside of them may be clean also. Oh, saints of God, we've got to have a purity of heart. We've got to have a changed heart in Almighty God. We've got to know that Jesus has come in and given us a new heart, a heart of flesh and a new spirit. He said he will give us so that we can live for Almighty God, that we won't just look pretty on the outside, so to speak, but on the inside, we will be pretty for Almighty God. Nothing will come out of these mouths that is not supposed to come out, but everything that comes out will be grace and mercy and blessings from Almighty God. Look at what he says in verse 27. He said, woe unto you scribes and Pharisees. He said, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Oh, saints of God, I've seen it for myself. I've been out there. I had a friend who used to work in a restaurant, and I don't believe it's still in business right now, but it was one of those restaurants where you went in and you would get the buffet, and she said, would say to me all the time, it was her child that worked there. She said that there is a church around the corner, and many of them came in with all of their big old fancy hats on, dressed up, and they had been to church, and then they come in there and treat the waitresses like dirt. That is not of Almighty
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Oh, that just brings a reproach on the name of God. Oh, you dress up the outside. That's what Jesus is saying when he was talking to the Pharisees. You make the outward platter look all beautiful and clean, but on the inside you are full of extortion and excess. Then he went on to say there in verse 28, even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Oh, praise our God. Something to know you're saved, amen? Something to know you truly are living for Almighty God. Because you don't come on church on Sunday and talk all sweet to the saints. Sister was telling the kids downstairs she didn't know what was in the message. You don't come and talk all saints, oh, bless you, oh, you're so wonderful, and then turn around out of the same mouth, blessing and cursing God said ought not to be. When we leave his place of worship, saints of God, the world is what needs to see we're saved.
Amen.
The world needs to know that Jesus reigns within us. Oh, yeah, it's good to come in here and hear the saints say, beautiful you look and how nice you look and everything. But when we leave this house of God, how are we living outside? How is the world seeing us? How are our neighbors seeing us? Oh, I know we're praying for one of our brother and his neighbors, but God is able.
Yes.
God is able. God will turn down that music.
Yes.
He'll let them see Jesus in you. And God will turn down that music because our God is able. See, your neighbors know how you live. They were peeking out the curtain this morning to see whether you're going to church. Many of them may not go, and they'll be watching you. I know our one across the street watches us real well, but that's all right because I mean for them to see Jesus. Not only for them to see Jesus, when I talk to them, I want them to know that God has blessed us, that we are highly favored of Almighty God. I don't want them to ever believe that it was because of Tony and Renee that we are able to know. It was because of blessings of Almighty God. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be today? If it had not been for the Lord blessing us with good jobs and bringing in and good income, we would not be where we are today. Oh, it's by the goodness of Almighty God. And I know that, saints of God. And I know you know that too. Because God is the one that blesses us. He allows us, sister has said it many times before, to go out and get gain and to come back in. He allows us to go to our jobs. He wakes us up in the morning. It wasn't that alarm clock that you spent all that money for, but it was the goodness of Almighty God that said you are to rise this morning. That was what allowed you to get up. It was the goodness of Almighty God that put in your mind and gave you the right mind that you are clothed in this morning, because there are many that are not clothed in their right mind. There are many that don't even know who they are. Someone has to tell them their name. Someone has to put a board in the morning that today is Sunday, March the 21st. Oh, but you didn't have to wake up to that this morning, and thank God for that. Amen.
Amen.
So it's by the goodness of God. As Paul said, I am what I am, but it's because of Almighty God, not anything that we've done.
Amen.
Oh, if we want to secure a home in glory, live righteous every day in this present world. And that means from this pulpit all the way out. God doesn't exclude the ministry. No, he requires us to live what we preach. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 14 says, even so has the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. That's the Bible way. Don't let anyone fool you this afternoon. There are just two kinds of people in our world, saved and unsaved. You are one or the other this afternoon. 1 John, the third chapter, and I can see, saints of God, we are not going to be able to finish all of this. But God gave this message to me, and if we have to bring it back in part two, we will do so, Lord willing, next week. But look at what he says there. See, you are one or the other this afternoon. Look at what 1 John 3 says. Turn with me to verse 4. He said, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Don't allow the world to tell you you are a sinning Christian. No such thing.
Amen.
He said, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is what? Of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. And you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, how do we live without? Sin is a known transgression of God's law. Sin are the things that we talked about over there in Colossians. And that is not just all the list of it. He said it, Paul said in another scripture in the Word of God, and such like. There are all kinds of things. Sin is when you know something is wrong and you go ahead, I'm going to do it anyway. Have you ever heard people say that? Oh, they will just plunge forward and just do it anyway. Oh, that's not living for Almighty God, but that's living for yourself. He went on to say, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed, and the seed is the word of God. That's why David said in another scripture, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against it. You got to tuck God's word away in. But before you can tuck it in, you got to know it. Amen? For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest in the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Oh, saints of God, I'm going to share with you this. The Lord brings this message back. But there's a song that the Lord gave me, the Bible way. Said the Lord invites you in. Well, come to him, I pray. He'll save your soul from sin the Bible way. A name to live while dead will only God betray. Then come as he has said, the Bible way. No human creed or church will answer in that day. When God each heart will search, then choose his way. The many ways of strife are leading souls astray. The word of God is life, the truth, the way. There is but one true way. There is but one true way. He'll save your soul from sin's control the Bible way. God bless you is our prayer.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Salvation, the Bible way. There's no other way.
Amen.
For salvation.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. You wouldn't want to follow a false path.
Amen. Sir.
And there are people going down false paths. There are people teaching false paths.
Amen.
If you were going somewhere and someone was handing out maps, you wouldn't want them to give out a map that was going to lead you in the wrong direction.
Amen.
The Bible way will always be the right way, always the right direction.
Amen.
Amen. We don't want to be led astray. Amen. And any way that does not teach what the Bible teaches is the wrong way.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God that through the Word of God, through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have access to salvation.
Amen.
But let it be understood that there is no other way.
Amen. Praise
those who try to teach another way, it's just wrong.
Amen.
And you'll never reach the destination that you seek without going the Bible way. Thank God. In His Word, God, the Lord has set up, there are boundaries.
My God.
And yet God is boundless.
Amen.
We're told as well, we can go in and out and find pasture within Him. But there are things that we cannot do. There are places that we can't go. There are things we dare not set our eyes on.
Amen.
There are things we don't say.
Amen.
And happily so, because we understand that we cannot be His children and partake of those things. Thank God for His Word today. Thank the Lord. If there's any who just want to confirm within themselves that I want to know that I'm traveling Your way, or want to come up and pray, Lord, help me, Lord, to follow Your direction, Your instruction. We've talked about a map. It doesn't do any good for me to have the right map if I say, well, yeah, I see what it says to go this way, but I'm going to try another way. I'm going to try a shortcut. And there are people who do that, and what happens to them? They get lost. We don't want a soul to be lost.
Amen.
By trying to go their own way, because only the Bible way will get us to heaven.
Amen.
Only the Bible way will make us so that the Lord Jesus will say, come, thou blessed of my Father, receive the kingdom.
Amen.
Prepared for you before the foundation of the world. We don't want to hear the Lord say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Amen.
My God.
It has to be the Bible way. And if there's one who wants to come to the Lord, the altar is here. If there's one who wants to be sure, who says, I know I came to an altar before and I prayed before, but I want to be sure, the altar is here to come and pray. Say, Lord, I just want to know, Lord, that You have embraced me as Your child. I want to be sure, Lord, that I'm within the Bible way. Amen. The altar is open. The altar is here. The Lord will hear from heaven, and He'll provide whatever help or grace that is needed.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we stand? What is the song? 395 in the worship of the Lord. 395 in the worship of the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus is tenderly calling. Calling today. Why from the sunshine of love you roll farther and farther away. Jesus is tenderly calling you home, calling today. From the sunshine of love you roll farther and farther away. Calling the weary to rest, calling today. Bring him your burden and you shall be blessed. He will not turn you away.
He's been waiting. Oh, come to him now. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. It says, come with your sins at his feet, lowly bow. Come and no longer delay. Delay is what the devil wants you to do. The devil wants you to think that now is not the time, or this is not the way. But the Bible way is the way, and now is the time. If the devil can get you to wait long enough, even though you may have good intentions in your mind, well, one day I'm going to be saved. One day I'm going to come to God, because I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I even call Jesus Lord, but not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But they that do the will of our Father, which is in heaven. So you see, one of the tools of the devil is delay. Put it off, delay. And there are people who have gone into eternity. There are people who are dead now, who delayed, who firmly had in their mind, well, someday, but not today. Mm-hmm. But as Sister Maria said in amening the message earlier, you may not see another day.
Right.
Don't delay. As we said, that's a tool of the devil. That is a tool. And if you're allowing the devil to use that tool on you, then you are like putty in his hands. And you wait at the jeopardy of your own soul.
Mm-hmm.
Do not delay. Come. Because Jesus is calling. And he wants us to be right with him in all things.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want us to miss in one point.
Mm-hmm.
at all.
Amen.
So if there's somewhere where we're weak in serving the Lord, if we say, "Well, Lord, I'm doing all I can," but the Lord has shown us in the message or in the Word that there's more that we can do. There's somewhere that we need to step up. Mm-hmm. If we've seen that in the Word, then come forward. Jesus is calling on those notes also.
Mm-hmm.
We may be serving him, but the Lord wants us to go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord wants us to step higher.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is calling on that too.
Yeah.
Amen. Because we dare not, if it's a year since we were saved, or 2 years or 3 years, and we're still at the same place that we were when we first got saved, the Lord has more for us than that. The Lord can do better for us than that.
Amen.
He wants us to grow in grace. He wants us to grow in knowledge of him. He wants us to grow in obedience to him. Amen. Jesus is calling. And as it says underneath the title, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Because if we're called by his name, we if we're saved, we don't want to be rebellious in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
If the Lord has shown us something that we need to get stronger in or to a place we need to step up, and we don't do it when the Spirit of God is showing it to us, then that's rebellion against God.
Mm-hmm.
We can't say, "Yes, Lord Jesus, I know you died for me, and I will do these things that you've said, but I won't do those things." That's rebellion. Jesus didn't go to the cross and leave and not give all. He gave all for us that we might be saved.
Amen.
We can't hold back or hold out on God when God gave heaven's best for us.
Praise our God.
Lord bless.
Amen.
If you need more strength,
mm-hmm.
if you need to be able to hold on, if you need to have more boldness in the Lord, you can come and you can get the help that you need.
Amen.
Shall we sing the last verse?
Jesus is leading on. Jesus is pleading, oh, hear now his voice. Hear him today, hear him today. They who believe on his name shall rejoice. Quickly arise and away. Calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today, calling today, calling today. Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling today.
Is there one?
Amen.
Is there one who will just raise their hand? Pray for me.
Amen.
Pray for
Amen.
Me. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Lord bless. Thank God for his blessing. Amen. 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 Sister is here at the altar with our dear sister. We just softly sing the song, softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling.
Mercy for you and for me.
Kiba, did you want to express yourself?
Lord bless you.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We do love you. Yes. Amen. 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 Thank God.
Pray.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Truly wonderful.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, praise our God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So we serve a mighty God.
Yes, we do. Yes.
He's
able. Mm-hmm. Amen.
We're all here for you.
Yes, we are.
We're here for you.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank God.
Amen.
So good to see you.
Yes.
It's just good to see you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Just a few announcements. And we're going to recognize our brother Sammy, express himself if he would like to. Announcements. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. For our Bible study, our theme is drawing closer to God. And in the book, what the Bible teaches that we are using for our study, please read chapters 4, 5, 6, 7, and 11. The spring dates are May 24th through the 28th. The fall dates are September 20th through the 24th. Please remember our facilitators, Brother Levester Johnson and Brother Maurice Blake, in prayer. Thank you.
Well, welcome.
I'm trying to change your name, brother.
It's all in the J's.
But it's been Jackson for a long time.
Since birth.
Yes, that's true. Even before. Let me try that again. Please remember our facilitators, Brother Levester Jackson and Brother Maurice Blake. Well,
Mary.
Thank you. Brother Maurice Blake in prayer as they are preparing to give us what the Lord has shared with them. Please pray for this work in the Lord, and please pray for my reading too. Amen. Wednesday night prayer meeting and Bible study will be 7 p.m. by phone. Thank God for the Bible study and Brother Byron in prayer also. Thank God. That's not what it was. No, that's not what it was. Amen. We thank God for our bus drivers this morning, Sister Millicent, Brother Mann, thank God. Please lift up Brother Pierre Johnson, Jr. in prayer as he's scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day. And it doesn't seem possible, but next Lord's Day is the last Sunday in March. Mm. Amen. I'm so glad God is the author of time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our thought for today, when you hold grudges, your hands aren't free to catch blessings. Amen. Amen. That is so true. When you hold grudges, your hands aren't free to catch blessings. Thank God. But you have to let go of the grudges, don't you?
Is that right?
Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Brother Sammy, so good to see you this morning. Morning and afternoon. You came in the morning, and now we pass into the afternoon. Would you like to express yourself?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's good to see you. Amen. Thank the Lord. Is there anyone else who would like to express themselves before we dismiss?
Thank the Lord for the word.
Amen. Yes, Brother Byron.
You know, I'm going in and seeing the oncologist on Thursday. There wasn't as much anxiety.
Thank the Lord.
Thanks.
I was pretty well set.
Mm-hmm.
And You know, and then Minister Nathan brought the phone. He just lifted me before he started to mention and it reminded me. I think you went through it to the part where it said Satan had me bound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Satan had me bound when I came into this life. Taken in the iniquity.
Amen.
Satan had me bound with cancer.
Amen.
Whatever you go through in this life, Satan will try to bound you, but Jesus is here to set you free.
Praise God.
Learn what it means to be saved. Learn what it means to have Jesus.
Yes.
He will set you free from whatever condition, whatever's going on. Satan will try to bound you in many ways, many different ways, but Jesus will set you
free. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
And be true. And see what he will do. He'll never disappoint your soul. When you have done your best, let Jesus do the rest. And keep your eyes upon the goal.
Shall we stand once more?
Just trust him and be true and see what he will do. He'll never disappoint your soul. When you have done your best, let Jesus do the rest. And keep your eyes upon the goal.
Amen. Hey, Satan will try to blind you, but
Jesus
set you free. Amen. Thank God for the service today. Thank God for the message and his messenger. Amen. 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 Sister Millicent, would you close us in prayer? Would you dismiss us in prayer, please? Thank you, Lord. Dear God,
but receive it for ourselves, because we don't know that this week or the week ahead may be called upon us, dear Father. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus to help us to serve thee to the fullest, dear Father, until our dying day. Father, we ask that you go with us, and as we leave home, Father, we ask that you go with us as we journey off to our own separate home.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
You said the Lord was just pouring it out. The Spirit of God is pouring out.